This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's fun? Winning basketball games.
Well, if we just fart at the regular season here, guys, what the hell are we going to talk about? You guys want us to talk about Cavs, and we want to talk about Cavs, and I just fart at the regular season. Then fine. Browns are terrible. 216-474-0092.
The Saints this weekend.
Just how bad are the Browns, guys? How bad are the Browns?
It'd be fun if they made Mike Vrabel a head coach.
Are they really bad, or are they sort of bad? Well, that's a hell of a way to make a transition, isn't it, Owen? Because I have here from Connor Orr, who's been a guest on the station, maybe on the show, but I think on the station multiple times, where he has 27 head coach candidates for 2025. Amongst this list is Bill Belichick, which, by the way, can I say this? I don't think Bill Belichick is going to have the time to do what he wants or what fans want him to do. That's a 73-year-old man. They want a quick turnaround. He's a guy who wants total control. Are you willing to give a 73-year-old man total control, considering what he was doing the final years with the New England Patriots? Will he be able to get an organization turned around in time to do all those things? Will he have enough time as a viable head coach, as a 73-year-old man, to do so? Those are questions.
Is he bringing Vrabel with him?
Well, this is what I have to bring up here. I will read this verbatim. It's a short blurb from Connor Orr, SI. Quote, the Browns have struggled mightily in 2024, though Vrabel, the longtime Titans head coach, seemed to be a valuable addition to the staff. Anecdotally, Vrabel has garnered the respect of coaches in that building and is one of the hotter names on the cycle, especially given the way Tennessee has struggled in his absence. Vrabel is a strong presence and would be a valuable addition, especially for a franchise struggling to garner an identity. Now, earlier today, I said one of my major criticisms, Kevin Stefanski's a manager. You need leadership. That if you're going to have a lead, if you're going to have a manager, and you can have a manager. I mean, Bill Walsh was an intellectual. He would get riled up from time to time, but he was an intellectual. You need guys who will go in there and cuss people out and do it, and they got to do it from the locker room. If you don't have that, your head coach is going to have to be more strong-willed. Dan Campbell, it's worked out well. Mike Vrabel, it could work out well. However, one of the worst things you might have been able to do is one of the best intentions you ever had. Was letting him in the building to see how the sausage is made. Now, I'm not going to confirm or deny anybody's suspicions about the Cleveland Browns right now. We're halfway through the year, but we start to develop our own thoughts. How many listeners out there think that this is a great situation? How many people over the last 36 hours, Owen, have agreed with the slippery wizard across the table that this is a team devoid of talent and that they need to tear this thing down? How many people believe the slippery wizard, though, when he says that Paul DeBodesta is going to be in a quote-unquote money-making role, whatever the hell that means, even though he's not really ever been in a business situation with any of the teams he's been involved with, but how he's going to be shipped to a money-making role, I'd like to hear that when they have plenty of people who help them make money who do have money-making backgrounds. Do we believe that Rasputin is not going to be involved with the Cleveland Browns in 2025? Nobody can tell me that because he survives everything. So if Barry's gone and Stefanski's gone, maybe you'd have a chance, except Rasputin is still over on the coast. So if he's still there, you think Mike Vrabel wants to be involved in this? It boils down to this. If you guys think it's bad and you guys think they have no talent and that this thing needs to be torn back down to the studs and rebuild all over again and that the quarterback's contract is such an albatross around their neck and we need to liquidate all these assets, then why would a guy like Mike Vrabel, who is already was starting to go through that at Tennessee, want any part of this?
Why? Honestly, Kenny?
Because he's from here.
I mean, that obviously is a big part of it, right? I mean, it's him coming home. So I don't
even
think
he has enough money he can come home whenever
he
wants.
But I'm saying I don't think you even have a shot if he wasn't from here. I don't think Mike Vrabel, you would even have a shot at all.
Fair enough.
I do think location's a big part of it. I also just wonder, when it comes to a lot of these, like Sean Payton, did he think Denver was a great situation? No, they had a terrible, before the Deshaun Watson deal, the Russell Wilson deal was considered the worst, like in NFL history, and was supposed to be an albatross.
Do you think he thought he could work with him, though, Russell Wilson? I think he thought he could.
I don't know.
I mean, they had given him all the power, and they gave him his own office.
Don't you think he'd rather have a rookie quarterback? I think these guys would rather
mold their own guy, yeah. A guy like Sean Payton is a quarterback guy would definitely rather mold his own guy.
I just think the way the NFL is, and yes, the problem is obviously the Deshaun Watson contract hanging over their heads, no matter what any capologists say, and the willingness to spend money, it's not ideal. Other teams are going to have more money to spend than you, especially in your division at all times. I do wonder if these guys all think they could go anywhere and turn it around, because you can in the NFL. You can do it so fast. Again, look at Washington.
You can.
In Houston.
It's a great selling
point. Those were considered awful situations.
But was Sean Payton given a year of full access with the Denver Broncos before he signed on? Because Mike Vrabel at this point can go, yeah, you guys have the best intentions. You guys are telling me everything. You guys told Kevin all the same things. And halfway through the year, he's on the sidelines. He's on the sidelines.
We have no intention
of him being on the sidelines. In fact, Mike doesn't want to be on the sidelines. Guess what? They play against Cincinnati. I look down and I go, oh, there's Mike Vrabel on the sidelines. Hey, did anybody say he was going to be on the sidelines? No one said he was going to be on the sidelines. He's on the sidelines. Didn't he say he was going to be on the sidelines? Was he on the sidelines? No. Now he has a bigger role. So it's almost like, can you save us here? So they've made decisions, and I wonder if those decisions were above Kevin Stefanski about his own coaching staff, and Kev's like, hey, buddy, can you step in here? Because clearly there's a relationship between the two. And if Mike Vrabel were to deem it okay, well, one, you've just let go of my friend. Or two, how am I supposed to trust you when I know I can't?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trust you when I've had all these other decisions made for my friend who had you as a competitive football team last year.
Deshaun Payton example is interesting.
He's going to get one more chance at this where he gets the pick of the litter.
The Sean Payton example is interesting because he basically did a tour around the NFL for a couple of years. He had that job with Fox.
Yeah.
So he was checking in on all the buildings. I think he wasn't living it like Mike Vrabel is right now.
There you go.
But he definitely was privy to a lot of how the owners worked. There had been some reporting done about that. Like he was definitely investigating situations. And they're going to pick whichever. Like Sean Payton had multiple teams that were after him. He's going to pick the best one to him. The interesting thing about Vrabel is he's 3-1 odds to be the next Dallas Cowboys coach. How does Dallas look right now? I mean, they got Micah Parsons, but they got a quarterback who's out for the rest of the year that
has
no playoff success.
So
I don't think any situation's going to be perfect. I mean, people thought going to Jacksonville was going to be a great situation because the owner was going to let you do whatever you wanted to do, and then you were going to get one of the best, the prodigy prospects in recent NFL history, and how's that working?
You're not,
so none of these situations are great.
Well, good openings don't open up.
I mean, unless Andy Reid was walking away, that's it.
I get what you're saying, but when you've had a year to talk yourself out of it because you've watched all this and you know you may or may not be able to trust him, and a lot of fans out there, I put your own securities or your own common sense, I have to pit it against you because you're upset. A lot of people are turning on Kevin Stefanski. You're 2-7. You want a guy to come in and save you. And Mike Vrabel is a damn good football coach and a damn good football man. And it looks like he can save you. You've given him a year of unfettered access that he has seen all this. You know, Sean Payton was on Fox. He got the red carpet rolled out for him everywhere. They put on their best face when he comes in and visits. Mike Vrabel saw the everyday how the sausage was made. Not just the best looks. Not just everybody on Thanksgiving dinner. He saw everybody the day after. He saw everybody during the fights. He saw everybody while other things were going on. That's what he saw. Like, if Milwaukee were to call again and I were to go up there, they'd put on their best face forward. But I'd have to go, would I really be excited about here? Because what happens a week after? What happens a month after? What happens if my kids don't like school? Like, these are things we have to take into account. And he is from here. And so I think that, again, his fan, his own, whether he's a fan or not a fan, I don't know if he was a Browns fan growing up. Helps to say maybe he was. If he's a Browns fan growing up, there's definitely some cynicism in the back of his head. And I don't think that helps in the way that a lot of us hope that it helps.
But what about this?
He might love a challenge.
Let me give you this scenario. Beyond that it's home, beyond that it's a challenge, beyond the talent that's on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he really was finding fault in the way that the organization delivers their decision-making, the hierarchy, the reporting to Haslam, like, I imagine someone like Vrabel would just say, well, if you want me, I'm going to restructure the whole thing. Exactly. What Josh McDaniels wanted to do.
That's the only way.
I mean, that's what would happen,
right? That's the only way.
Like, there's no way Mike Vrabel would come here and say, and I'll work for the guy that's responsible for those drafts. Yeah. And this flow chart of power, it's not going to work for me. Take it or leave it.
If I'm
and then
Vrabel,
it'd be up to Haslam, because Haslam's going to see other teams are going to covet Mike Vrabel.
And this is all based on Connor Wars. And you're right about that. I mean, good God, if you were willing to give a guy $230 million guaranteed to come here, you might as well really go for the gusto on the head coach. And I'm being serious about that. If you're Mike Vrabel, Tone, this is where I totally agree with you. If I'm Vrabel, I go, you want me to come home? Because I can't come home twice. You want me to come home and risk failing? Now, I'm an egotistical man. I'm a head coach in the NFL. I'm also a radio show host, for crying out loud, so that's ego enough. But I don't think I'm going to fail. But if I fail at home, I can't go home twice. So I have to go and I have to face my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. They just retired my number down at Walsh Jesuit High School in Cuyahoga Falls. I had a great big homecoming for everybody. I can't go face those people as a failure of the Cleveland Browns ever again. So you know what you're going to have to guarantee me? The guy out in San Diego, he goes away. Bye-bye. Andrew Berry, now Kenny Carman likes him personally. I don't care about Kenny Carman. He goes away. Bye-bye. This whole staff, maybe there's some guys I like, they go away, and we do things my way. I pick out my general manager. I pick out my chief strategy officer, if there is one, or I can just look and go, hey, man, this is a football team. It ain't that hard. We'll get an analytics group because we need an analytics group because we can't go back to Neanderthal stuff because that's the overreaction that another guy had there. And as much as I love John, you know that's true. And we have to go my way. That's the only way you're going to do it. And I'm telling you right now, if the ownership was willing to give $230 million guaranteed to the quarterback to come here, then yeah, if they were really going to press the nuclear option, they damn well better be ready to give unfettered power to Mike Vrabel. That's the only way it works. He is the, I don't want to say football czar, because anybody who's called a czar, it ends poorly for him. He is the king of football in Cleveland. If I'm Mike Vrabel, you will sign checks. You will promote the franchise. It is your franchise. Maybe someday you decide you have to step in. I'm the one who makes every single decision here. I pick the general manager. The general manager helps me pick the players. You see what they do in San Francisco. I'm the one in charge, or else I don't come here.
And that's simple. And I imagine
that's the way it'd have to be.
That's how, when these teams get really desperate, that's the kind of power and control they have to cede to get the guy they want.
Because Mike Vrabel's an emotional man, and he has to look from corner to corner of that locker room and go, we have a lot of cerebral football players with talent, but there's no soul. We're not pushing them. Why is that? Because from the top down, we're too focused on things that don't have anything to do with what it takes to get you across on 4th and 1 to win a football game on a Sunday. And that's something that Mike Vrabel, I guarantee, sees. And that's ultimately what I thought John meant by real football players.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.